Hi, welcome to Stuck in Beta. I'm Greg.
And I'm Josh.
And today is 5 years later than our last episode.
Is it 5 years?
Yeah.
Man.
Long time ago.
It is crazy. So what happened? Why did we quit? Why did we walk away from this fun and all the glory that has come along with this podcast?
Well, I don't know about glory. Fun, yeah.
Fame?
Fame, I don't know about that either. Okay, I think the biggest thing was COVID, right?
Yeah.
We had COVID happen. It kind of... when we weren't in the same room, it really killed our...
Vibe,
you know?
We tried it virtually for a couple months.
Yeah. Well, and I moved.
That's right.
So that really did it, because that was a big part, because when I moved, the studio was gone. I had nowhere else, so we did it virtually, too.
It was packed up in boxes.
Yeah, and kind of pulled all this stuff out. It's kind of covered in dust.
What month did you move?
We moved here in April.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. It was right at the very beginning of COVID. So we were adhering to social distancing and all of that sort of thing at the time. And
if I would have still had, we probably still would have hung out in the...
Yeah. We would have been wearing masks and trying to do this.
I don't know if it works. Maybe.
Yeah. So you think moving was... moving and because we were doing it,
it kind of, I don't know. I think we both kind of got like kind of burnt out.
Yeah.
We didn't, you know, like we also do How to Fix a Workshop, if you don't know. And we actually see some sort of views and
traffic
and comments and stuff, some reactions to it. We haven't had the same luck with our other
endeavors podcast.
Yeah. So, but what the heck? Let's bring it back.
Yeah, let's give it another try. But the reason why, do we want to bring it back? What do we want to accomplish with this podcast? It's
just, hey, we don't hang out very much.
That's true.
We used to. And
I know.
This is an excuse to hang out some more. I think another Josh, we love him, but he kind of got into another podcast as well, and he's very successful in a tech podcast, which he goes to a lot of conferences and stuff, and he's been very successful with that podcast. So I think he was kind of starting that at the same time we were kind of ending this.
That's right.
And I think he would have, I'd have to let him speak for himself, but I think he kind of fell out of it as well, so it was kind of like, okay, I'm just not doing that anymore, you know, because he had another thing going on.
And we've talked about this for probably like the last, at least I would say since we stopped, we started talking about getting it back together. And every year we talked about, hey, let's do it, probably like the beginning of the year, I don't know, it was like a New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
But you have this amazing space down here, this game room and family room in your basement where we're recording. That is really like, it creates a really fun vibe for us to get together.
I gotta take some shots of the rest, but I really need, I feel this wall is my music wall. Okay. I've got like my gaming wall and I need to work on some more there, but
it's really cool space.
It's a fun space.
So that took a little while after you moved into the new house. You got this space built down here, and now we're finally back at it.
Yeah. So, let's do it.
Let's have a beer.
Yeah, let's start. Oh, and we're going to bring back Beer 30, too, which is started before the podcast, but
yep.
I don't know. We're making it a segment. We're making it a separate thing. But here it is. Beer 30 now.
All right.
Today's beer is, so I was on a trip to Florida, and of course anytime I come back from a trip, I like to bring back a beer or two or three, or you know. So I went to Big Top Brewing Company and brought back this R22. There's a couple others I wanted to bring back, but they were kind of out of it at the time.
So let's see, you have notes in here that say R22 Cold IPA opens with a bright tropical hop aroma. zesty notes of stone fruit papaya and mango combined with a crisp, light body and clean finish. Yes, please. Our favorite hoppy hybrid offers the enjoyable flavors of an IPA with a light, clean, and crispy drinkability of a lager.
Look at that. I did yours a little better. Man, look at all the...
Let's give it a sniff.
There, I screwed yours up now.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah. Gotta get rid of all the ums and ahs. Gotta get back to... I think I was doing better with that. Now it's coming back.
And I need to not smack the microphone whenever I take my glasses off.
So this is cold IPA.
You know, before we take a drink, I just want to say, so this Beer 30 segment and Beer 30, our other channel, we like called ourselves, or we were actually trying to do these reviews of these beers. We were never really that good at it. We can't really like pull out the... and distinguish the different aromas and flavors.
Flowing review of ourselves. Well,
and the reason why I bring that up is because we were sharing some ideas on what we wanted to do with this podcast. And I went back and started looking at some of the guys that were doing beer reviews back whenever we were doing them. And they're still doing them. And these guys have like thousands of episodes and, you know, thousands of different beers that they've tried. And they just like can just pick out and distinguish all these different notes and aromas that I've never been able to do. So anyway.
Nice. Smells pine and citrusy.
Right? Yeah, it smells citrusy like an IPA.
It smells like a bright tropical aroma.
Yeah, smells good.
Yeah?
It's refreshing.
So I think what they told me at the brewery that they actually made a session IPA, but this one was their go-to session IPA. I could see that. It's 5.4. It's not a high ABV. So,
yeah.
To me, it's a good IPA.
It is good. It's good to be back, Greg.
It is. And I could see how terrible I am at these reviews again.
Yeah, sorry to bring that up, but, you know, that's what we do. We're honest.
Greg and Josh's terrible beer reviews. I like it.
This is good.
It's wet, ain't it?
All right, so that's it for Beer 30.
Well, are we going to rate this? Or?
Yeah.
Actually, I was thinking it would be more citrusy, but it is more piney to me. And honestly, when it comes to the IPAs, I like the citrusy type a little better.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty good.
It seems to have a little bit of a bitterness that kind of hangs on the tongue a little bit, maybe, and kind of sticks around. But I like it.
So, Big Top Brewing from Sarasota, Florida. They're R22. What do we say? I'd say like a B. B.
Yeah. That's where I would be, too. I think that's fair.
B to B.
It's decent. But we'll continue to sip on this while we talk about other things.
So, what you asked, what have we been up to? Have we established that?
Did you talk about Peter? I don't think you mentioned that whenever we were talking about why we stopped.
Peter was born soon. I think we stopped like a couple, maybe a week or so after he was born. It really had nothing to do with Peter. It just, you know.
Okay. But that's what you've been up to. You have two kids now, and
I gotta tell you, having a girl and a boy is definitely different. I don't know if there's a difference just because they're different, you know, obviously. But she seemed much easier than my son.
Oh yeah, I would imagine.
And you have three boys and a girl, and I don't know what your take is on that.
I feel like if I had to... So my kids are all pretty much grown now, and girl was probably tough in the teenage years, like the early teenage years.
Yeah.
And then late teenage years became a lot more fun to be around.
Right.
And she's in her mid-20s now, so she's really easy. The boys, depending on the age, like they're like late teens, early 20s are some of the hardest times. I mean, they were like a little rougher when they were really young, like Peter's age too.
He just turned 5.
Right.
Later, so.
And then they were probably easier as they were younger through their early teens. But late teens and early 20s, I feel like, are, it's like the rebellious stage, the chip on your shoulder kind of thing, the I don't want to, you know, take any of your advice or listen to anything that you have to say.
That's how he is at 5.
Yeah.
Peter, don't do that. You're going to get hurt. I'll do what I want. No. Well, he doesn't really say that, but that's what I, you know, in his head, I'm sure is, I'll do what I want.
And yeah.
Then he goes and does it and gets hurt or whatever.
Well, while you're becoming became a dad or shortly before our last episode, shortly before this episode, I became a grandpa.
Yeah.
Which is still hard for me to say. I'm way too young.
Now, are you going with Grant? I had asked you this before. Are you going with a cool name to be called or just Grandpa, you just sticking with it? Or
I came up with my own name. I mean, it's not original by any means, but I thought about it quite a bit, and I decided to go with Papa. Oh. Papa Josh.
Papa Josh?
Kind of like, you know, Papa John's, and I didn't think about it at the time, but I'm like, instead of Papa, I liked Papa.
Yeah.
Papa Smurf. Again, not why I decided to go with.
Grow a big white beard and red hat.
And then Lori, my wife, for some reason, she started calling Lila, our granddaughter, Mammy. Like, just, she would say ma'am a lot, you know, like, as she's talking to her, like, in the baby voice, you know, what's wrong with you, ma'am, or what's up, ma'am, you know, ma'am, whatever, and she just kind of turned into Mammy. So she was calling her that, and then I just started calling Lori that, and that's kind of stuck now. Oh. So Mammy Lori, or just Mammy.
Mammy and
Papa.
Papa.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's different.
Yeah. It's, well, I don't know. That's, I mean, it's not like traditional, so that's something different.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. So other than that, what else have you been up to?
I mean, we've, this room is like, this was like a three, I think we finally finished it last year, like literally on New Year's Day. Oh, no, I guess that's been a year and a half ago now. Jeez.
Time flies.
Yeah, I know. But this took forever to get together. It was always like, I'm going to turn that into my game room. I'm going to do that. And it finally happened. Like, you know, it took forever to get it together. But in coming to this, I actually, in talking about this game room, I want to show you something.
Okay.
So, Lego... You know, my wife works at Lego. We all love Lego. I love Lego. Anyway, everyone in my family loves Lego. So there is a new set that came out, and it's a mini arcade cabinet, you know, like this one here. It's real tiny, but you open it up, and it appears... I'm trying to pull up pictures for Josh. So it's like... Sorry, this... So it's just a generic, accept cookies.
He's not using his regular laptop.
Yeah,
he's trying to use his son's tablet here.
Well, it's actually mine. And,
oh.
Okay. All right. So it's like a arcade cabinet, a generic one. It's a space or whatever. It's like a middle-aged man because he's got like a beard and, you know, jeans on. And then the cabinet actually opens up. And let's see if we can zoom in on that. So if you zoom in, you can see he's got a little controller, a couch. He's got art on the wall, little displays of trophies and things, toys and things. He's got a CRT TV, which that's I have in here.
You have.
And you can see it's got like pipes and stuff. So it's definitely in the basement. They literally, this is literally
your space here.
Yeah. So I got to get this set because one of the cheaper ones. It's only $40.
Hmm. That is cheap for Lego.
Yeah.
It looked like a lot of pieces too.
Yeah. It's just a little thing, but I'll have to set that up down
That's
here.
Cool. Yeah, I think every time I come here, it looks a little bit different.
Yeah, I think the latest is probably my music wall, because this is my vinyl. This is my vinyl side. I got all my vinyl records. Oh. 311 Grassroots, apparently. The last thing I played.
All right, so you want to try your snack out? Cashews, almonds, macadamia nuts,
lilac, pecans too, pistachios. And yeah, we do have a snack. This is... You've seen the show Hot Ones, I'm sure, on YouTube, where they try the hot wings and stuff. Well, there's like three different flavors, and I just grabbed one when I was at the store. This is Rojo Los Calientes. Here's another thing about, you know, 5 years later. I'm like you, I have to wear readers all the time, and now I'm going like this, you know.
Yep.
So, mid-40s. Yeah, it'll hit you. It'll hit if you haven't hit there yet.
Yeah, it'll get there. Mine has gotten worse because I actually just increased my, what is it called, the magnification.
Oh, yeah.
To 1.75, because 1.5 wasn't cutting it anymore. So yeah, I think, as you mentioned it, inspired by the hit celebrity interview show Hot Ones and Los Calientes authentic hot sauce line, these Pringle crisps are seasoned with the blazing jalapeno flavor of Rojo hot sauce plus smoky savory herbs.
Well, smell hot.
You love Pringles, right?
Yeah, I mean, love hate relationship.
I'm scared that they're gonna be, whoa. Ooh.
Yeah, it sneaks up on
you. Oh man,
you need water?
Oh man, those are pretty hot.
Oh man, those are
woo.
So
wow,
I like hot stuff. What do you think?
Whoo, man, I would not eat those.
Not?
They are not.
I will probably enjoyable. Get through this whole can. I don't Ooh. Know what it is. I like to burn my tongue, and you know.
For me, it's my throat. The tongue isn't too bad, but it's like up and down my throat when I breathe in and out. Ugh. Yeah. Yeah, those are hot. They taste good. The taste is pretty decent.
It's kind of a, well, definitely a hot sauce, barbecue type.
Yeah, definitely barbecue.
But yeah, it's got a little kick.
Yeah. I don't care for hot stuff. I mean, a little bit of, maybe a little jalapeno on a, nacho or something.
Remember the chocolate we had?
Oh my god. What was it? That was like a challenge to eat the total square, right? Like,
it was a little square. It was some chocolate challenge. It was like ghost pepper scorpion peppers.
We broke it up into little tiny pieces. And that little tiny piece that I had, it was like making my nose run.
Oh, I know. That was bad. It was painful. This lingers. I'm surprised. It does.
Yeah, it's still on my tongue.
So
yeah, we'll put those away.
Have another.
Yeah, no thanks. I'll skip that. Well, that was fun. Oh, wow. I just smacked the microphone again,
man,
Greg. I
get used to it.
I know. We've got a lot to figure out here.
So what? We can definitely edit some of this.
Yeah,
I'll have to, because I lost my.
What time did we start?
More of this. It says we're 19 minutes.
Oh, okay.
We don't have... So we used to go an hour. Mm. I don't think that's necessary.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I think well-established channels and podcasts can go long. Mm. Something new cannot.
Yeah, I'm good with... We can whittle it down, and I mean, even if it's 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you want to jump into next?
Well, I was going to say, we used to have a category. We used to do a thing on here called Top 5. I have no idea. I tried to look it up and figure out what we did. So, it's not a bad idea. It sounds like something that we would have all come up with, but we, I don't remember it. Like, if I could, so like, for example, let's just try this week a top five.
Okay.
Okay. And we probably did this on the old episodes, but hell, it's 5 years later. Maybe our tastes have changed. If I were to ask you your top five candy bars,
okay,
what would you be?
Oh man, that'd be tough. I mean, Snickers, Milky Way. Let's see, who? Snickers, Milky Way, Three Musketeers. I like that one. All right,
really?
Yeah, it's kind of boring, but I kind of like those. That category of candy. Well, I mean, I guess that is.
That's like the old school candies that you'd always get at Halloween time.
Yeah, I don't really care for the ones that have the crisps inside too much, like Kit Kat.
Oh.
I don't really like that too much.
What
so.
About like Crunch? Like Nestle Crunch?
That's okay. I guess like Baby Ruth, I like that a lot too. And Almond Joy, I like that one a lot.
Hmm.
There's my top five, just off the top of my head.
There you go.
What about you?
For me, my number one position would have to be like Twix.
Yeah.
And whatchamacallit's one of my favorite candy bars. That would be two. Now here's where it gets, you know, up in the air. See, I love a Snicker bar, but there's so many other candy bars that I think I would go for more.
Mm-hmm.
Like the crisp and caramel are for me, because I like 100 grand would be another one. Would be in my top five.
Mm-hmm.
Probably Reese's Fast Break, which I don't think has caramel or crisp in it. I think it's just peanut butter and chocolate. And number five, man.
Your own question is hard.
I know, my own question. I guess I'd have to put Snickers, just because that's kind of like Snickers, I would say, is the standard for a perfect candy bar. Now, I wouldn't say it's at the top of my list, but it definitely is the, you know, chocolate, caramel, peanuts, nougat, right?
Right.
Boom. Candy bar.
According to AI, it is the top-selling candy bar in the United States.
Well, I get that.
Yep.
Now, if you were to, would you say that Reese's, the cups, are a candy bar? Or would you say that's just a chocolate treat?
I just had it. Is Reese's a candy bar? Let's see what AI has to say. Yes, Reese's is a brand that produces various candy bars. While the most well-known Reese's product is the peanut butter cup. Which some debate whether it's a candy bar.
That's like the whole debate of whether a hot dog is a sandwich or not.
Right, yeah. I was looking back at some of our notes from the previous years on our top five, and we had celebrities you've met. I don't think I've met five celebrities.
Celebrities we met.
Yeah, we had a whole section where we said, here's our top five list for the next 2 months. Celebrities you would totally hang out with if you met. Man crushes. Bands to see live. Oh, that's a good one. Letters
that
you
haven't seen live?
Well, it's not specific. It just says bands to see live. Maybe we were trying to say what's like the top five, which is actually a really good question. And one that Lori and I have asked ourselves over the years, like, what is the top five bands
of
that
concerts you've seen?
Like that you haven't seen.
Oh.
That you would. So for us, this is kind of probably a little, you would be surprised by this, but we've both talked about Metallica. Like, they're not going to be around forever.
Right.
And we've never seen them. They've been around for a long, long time.
Speaking of, have you seen Ozzy? You've had to have gone to an Ozfest.
No, I never did.
Really?
Nope.
I've seen him at least three times.
Really?
I think a couple Oz, I think three Ozfests. I can't remember which one. One, he was Black Sabbath, and mm-hmm. the other two were just his, you know, him himself in his band.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was lucky to get to see him before he died?
So that's actually a really good question, because you tend to, I mean, for us, we tend to go see the same bands over and over.
Do you, in particular. Do you know how many times you've seen 311?
I have no idea. This year alone, I think I counted it up the other day, it's going to be like 8 times.
8 times in 1 year?
I think that's right.
Oh my gosh.
It was, well, you count the cruise, which they play 3 times on the cruise.
Oh, okay.
And then once in St. Louis, we've been on a couple of trips. We're going this, at the end of this month, to go see them down in the Ozarks. So I think it's around 8. I don't know. It's been a lot. It's probably, yeah, it's a lot. But I think that's a good question to ask. I mean, there's not, for me, I've never seen the Foo Fighters. You know, I know you've seen them.
I've only seen them the one time, and which is surprising. I mean, since, what was it, 96? I mean, I was big into them then, you know, when they first
started.
After Nirvana, you know.
Yep.
And I never saw them until, like, well, it's been like 10 years ago now, but it was when he broke his leg and he was just in that big old throne playing guitars.
Which coincidentally was what Ozzy was in his farewell tour. And
was it the same one?
No, I don't know if it was. I doubt that, but he was in a throne too, and he was just sitting there singing, you know, while the band was playing. Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, because when I saw him, he seemed old, but he probably wasn't that old. Because when... I think when the... It doesn't seem that... I think it was 53 when the Osbournes started.
53 what?
53 years old.
Oh, okay.
Which, you're like, oh, I thought he was like 100 years old then.
Yeah, he's just a few years older than we are now.
Yeah.
He was only 76 when he died. I mean, that's not that old, really.
Yeah. My dad's 81.
Right. Yeah, so I think that's actually a really good question to ask. Like, which bands do you want to see, or maybe even just like, I don't know, individual singers like Elton John or somebody like that that you may not get a chance to because they're getting up there.
I'd have to come back with you on that one.
Right.
This is for another week.
We had letters of the alphabet. Why were we wanting to know the top 5 letters of the alphabet? That's on the list. Top 5 most embarrassing ways to get arrested.
So I guess a lot of these we need to read and think of so we're prepared.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have to necessarily answer
like
these.
Like, foods
but
I can come up with pretty quickly, but, you know, top ways to be arrested? Okay, I need some thought to that one.
I don't know who came up with that one. The next 3 sound like they're in your wheelhouse. Top 5 breakfast foodstuffs. Top 5 hot dogs. How is there 5 different types of hot dogs?
Well, you know.
Steve's hot dogs with the different toppings and
mac and cheese and bacon and Gorilla Dog.
Top 5 non-alcoholic drinks. So that's what we had on the list. That was from 2019. February of 2019. I guess that's when we came up with that category. Maybe. I don't know. You had video games 1 week. You had states.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Top 5 colors.
Best condiments and sauces. So, yeah, it was the thing that we did. That's funny.
That is funny. Well, what else? Hey, we used to have a movie category one time. You put down King of the Hill.
Movies and TV, yeah.
You watched the new... I only watched the first episode. I haven't watched past that.
I've watched 4, I think. Yeah. I like it. I think it's fun. It's nostalgic.
I felt that, for me, I never thought King of the Hill was a hilarious show. Or like a really... It's just a show. I don't know how to explain it. It's not that it's not funny, but it's also... It's not always like a super laugh-a-minute type show. Now, I only watched the first episode, so I kind of only saw him coming back to his house and all that. But it's interesting that they aged, you know, everyone, that they made actually a story out of it, which I don't know if any other animated show has come back and like aged everyone up.
And it's not that far in the future. It's, I don't even think it's 15 years, because I think Bobby's 21 and he would have been like, what, 10 or so in the originals? So it's maybe,
I don't know, or maybe older than that.
Yeah, he may have been older than that. So it's like 10 or less years in the future. Yeah. But the one thing that I've noticed about it that I don't know that I, because I haven't really watched a whole lot of the reruns over the years, but I didn't realize like how political it was, and not in an obvious way. It's almost like they're poking fun at how conservative, you know, Hank Hill is. And in fact, one of the later episodes, he goes to the George W. Bush library, and there's a whole bunch of memorabilia in there, and it gets into like all that, and he's very passionate about that sort of thing. So that's probably something I just didn't pay much attention to back in the day, but now I notice that a little more.
Well, they kind of went into it on the first episode where everything seemed, but he like, I guess he moved away 15 years ago or whatever, and mm-hmm. then like now everything has changed. Like everything is, what is open to my town, you know?
Right.
And I guess you would say that a lot of the he's in the car, he goes, I think your car just died or whatever. He's in the Uber or whatever.
Right. It's an EV.
He goes, no, just, it's an EV, which our car is an EV, but it's still, when it, we're at a stop, it turns, it basically sounds
right.
like it dies.
Yeah, they all do that now, yeah.
So, but it some of those things is weird to me, like he wouldn't even know that being
yeah, they were in Saudi Arabia.
But he was in kind of like a, almost like a Disneyland style of America.
Yeah, it was created,
boxed in
to look
corporate,
like,
yep, 60s America or something.
Town. Yeah, I think it's just funny because he's like got the old man, and then it gets into, because he's retired, and it starts getting into in future episodes, he just doesn't know what to do with himself. And so it's kind of funny that he's just that kind of old school. And in some of the episodes, he's doing some handyman work. And it's kind of funny because it almost, in a way, I can see myself in the character a little bit as I'm getting older.
You're somewhat retired.
I am retired, yeah.
On one hand, you'll say, I'm not really retired. I'm just not working.
Not working full time, yeah. But yeah, that's the situation he's in. But he's in a situation where he doesn't know what to do with himself, and he's like bored, and he's going around checking all the little bitty details of the house, like the hinges on the cabinets, and squirting them all with WD-40 and that sort of thing. It's kind of funny, but I like it. I'm only like 4 episodes in. Our mutual friend Jeremy, he's a huge King of the Hill fan, and I know he was. His wife, Robin, was sending me messages after they watched the second episode. They were like, thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'll have to check it out. I'll have to check out more episodes. I just haven't had a chance.
Have you had a chance to watch Happy Gilmore 2?
I have not.
Oh, man. I'm surprised.
Here's the thing. I probably haven't watched the last 10 or so Adam Sandler movies. They come in
10. That's a lot.
Well, how many has there been? There's been a lot.
Really? I don't know.
The last one I remember seeing is the one where he was on. It was like a murder mystery with Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Do you remember?
Yes.
That one?
Yeah. I don't remember what it was called, but
neither do I.
I mean, I don't know that there's been 10 movies of his since then, but
there's a lot I've skipped to. I think. So, okay, I don't know, like, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, you know, those
OG.
Movies, what?
The OG.
those came out when we were, you know, what?
Yeah, like in our 17, late teens, 18, early 20s.
Whatever we were at that time. And I don't know if it would play the same to, you know, my age now, which is only a few years older than that.
So I watched it probably the day or maybe the day after it came out. I was excited about it. I thought it was really good. I had fun. Yeah. It was a fun movie. I laughed out loud several times. I've seen a lot of people talk about it in a negative way, saying that it had too many cameos, that it was just cheesy and all that. I know
our friend Jeremy said it was, he didn't care for it so much.
Yeah, and that's why I commented on that and said, well, you got to keep in mind, and I don't know if he's gone back and watched the original since then, but if you watch something and whenever you're, you know, 19 or whatever age, and, you know, that's going to, like, leave an imprint in that, at that age that you were in, and then you are just going to carry that memory of, like, how funny that was with you for the rest of your life. So whenever you see it, you're seeing it, when you see it, like, at 40 or 45.
Through nostalgia goggles, yeah.
Right, yeah. So it's still funny. Now, my son watches this stupid show on Netflix called Tires. You know what I'm talking about? It's, nope. it's kind of like a sitcom, but it's what is his name? He's kind of a popular comedian now, but it is so raunchy and I just can't get into that.
See, I feel that way about Family Guy. I actually enjoyed it when it first came out, and then it like when it kind of came back, it, like it was canceled and then came back, mm-hmm. and came back like 20 something years ago.
Right.
And I was like, this just isn't the same. This is just kind of, I felt it was more like trying to push that line or whatever.
Right.
But I guess I've never, the funny thing is South Park, I still will watch, and I like this, so I don't know.
Yeah, I never really watched South Park.
Well, we did back in the day, but...
Right. Shane Gillis is the name of the comedian that's in Tires. But going back to Happy Gilmore, I enjoyed it. It was goofy. I suggest you should watch it. It's corny, and it has, I would say, at least three different storylines that are kind of going on that kind of all come together. One of them is obviously just, I mean, the original movie was stupid. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like this guy who is a...
He's trying to save...
You need another beer?
Yeah, you want another one of these?
Sure. Yeah, he's trying to, yeah, save his grandmother's house. I mean, it's... So they use a lot of the same jokes, and they... It's one of those, like, kind of like Dumb and Dumber 2. Is that what it was called? Dumb and Dumber 2 or Dumb and Dumber?
Yeah, I think it was. Dumb and Dumber 2. No, Dumb and Dumber didn't have Jim Carrey or...
That's right, yeah. That
Jeff
movie,
Daniels.
That movie sucked.
That was the prequel.
Yeah. Dumb and Dumber 2. We went to go see that in the theater, and it was... I was kind of let down by that
one. Yeah, we kind of felt the same way.
But yeah. I thought Happy Gilmore was good. Okay. Happy Gilmore 2.
Well, I'll check it out.
And then I finally got around to watching Daredevil. I know you watched all of that.
I love that show.
I love the character and I love the show. I was kind of disappointed in this season, and really? I know it's not a full story yet, and it's going to come back next year. I don't know how long it'll be around, but I was like, oh, man. I mean, I'm not going to spoil anything here, but... I kept thinking, like, when is he just going to get back to Daredevil? Like, this is annoying.
Yeah, okay, that did...
It drug on forever.
Like, yeah, it was, like, 4 or 5 episodes before he's, like, finally...
Oh, it was more than that. It wasn't until the last episode, I think.
No.
He did some butt-kicking in the first episode, and a little bit here and there, but even, like, the bank robbery...
He teased Punisher at one point. You're like, well, yeah. Come back.
I know.
Please.
And he didn't come back until the last episode, yeah. I think it was.
Well, you did hear. Okay, sorry to jump ahead. The new Spider-Man movie that's coming out.
Yeah.
That's going to have Punisher in it.
Oh, John really? Bernthal. Well, I heard. Okay. Is it going to have Daredevil in it, too?
I don't think Daredevil. But
oh, really?
Punisher. And I heard the Hulk as well.
Hmm. So, how do they tie in the Punisher to Spider-Man?
Well, he's in New York, so.
Yeah.
But how do you tie in Punisher and Spider-Man without having Kingpin and
right.
and Daredevil.
Did, in the comics, did they cross paths? Spider-Man and Punisher and...
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Punisher was introduced in the Spider-Man comics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, that stuff is so... And then the... So there was new characters that were kind of thrown in. I felt... And I was like, so...
What was his... Is it Great Tiger? No,
White Tiger.
White Tiger. Or, Great Tiger is the one from Punch-Out.
Yeah, and then the other one was, is Bullseye?
Yeah, well, Bullseye was from... He was in the original...
Daredevil. Oh, okay. I thought that he looked familiar, but yeah. I couldn't remember. But the way that they just kind of like threw those characters in, it was a little bit confusing.
Yeah.
And of course, just like this show, they went on a huge hiatus in between.
Well, part of it was
Netflix and
the rights.
Yeah.
I think they had to wait two more years until they could do something. And they brought a little cameo of Daredevil in the
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Do you think that, does it feel like the same show? Does it feel like it's just the next season from cinematography, filmography, whatever?
I feel they did a good job of making it kind of feel seamless. I think there's a few things that you're like, well, that doesn't really, but you know, you kind of just gotta, it's almost like, it's almost a reboot, but isn't a reboot, you know?
You know, my sensitive ears. A lot more vulgarity, right? I mean, a lot more F-word around.
It's an R-rated series.
Which is surprising, because I don't think it was like that in Netflix, right?
I don't think it. Maybe one or two throughout an entire season.
That's right. I think there was just like one. Yeah. I remember talking about that years ago.
Even like Breaking Bad. Well, that wasn't on a streaming service or anything. It wasn't. But... I think they were able to allowed to do one F word a season. You know.
So that's like an FCC
Or
something.
It's so silly, isn't it? Like some 14-year-old or whatever watching it is like watch it, they say the F word or whatever, they're like, thank God it's just once.
That's the one.
Even handle a second time.
Yeah.
If they do, they may go on a murderous, spree.
Yeah. Never know.
So, yeah.
I hope that it gets better. I was a little bit, I felt it was lagging at parts, especially that one episode, that throwaway episode. Maybe it'll come back in some way. You probably know more than I do, but the bank robbery episode was like, this doesn't tie into anything.
It didn't tie in. It was a reason. So, you probably never watched the Miss Marvel series.
No, but
that was her dad. And yeah. I don't really know if any of that's gonna tie together. You know, it wasn't necessary, that whole episode.
Yeah.
But, Breaking Bad had the fly episode where they're fighting, trying to kill that fly in the lab. That had no, everyone hates that episode.
Yeah.
Some people are like, no, it's great. No, it's not. It's horrible. It's just them killing a fly.
I don't get into writers and directors like some people do, but my daughter's boyfriend, Jesse, he is all about that stuff, and he could probably and he's the one that told me about the Miss Marvel's dad piece of it. But to me, it always feels like there's this group of writers, and then there's a group of directors, and they're going around the table going, okay, so we've got to come up with nine episodes here by the end of, okay, we're at crunch time, guys. And then they get down to the wire and they're like, okay, we got all this stuff out. And we're like, that's only enough to make 8 episodes. We have a budget to make one more. Okay, Joe, you're going to write this episode. We got to put it in there. And then, it gets thrown together, and then maybe some other director. Because there's always seems to be that one episode.
Daredevil actually started filming or whatever, and then they stopped and said they were going to do a whole new rewrite. They were going to scrap all that and rewrite. And so there's a lot of stuff that was just cut out and remade. So that's what happened. Marvel does that a lot. And it kind of, sometimes it works, sometimes it screws up. The new Captain America movie was like that. Actually, the Captain America series too, the Winter Soldier,
yeah.
and was it? Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. That was kind of rewritten, and so some stuff was shot, and then they had to bring stuff back, and then it didn't quite work, you know, when they redid it, because they kept some old stuff that didn't make sense.
Yeah, I didn't think that new Captain America movie was that great.
Now, before Fantastic Four, Superman, I went DC. I took Peter to see that, and I think he's probably not old enough yet. Yeah. I mean, he wasn't scared or anything, but it held his interest anytime Crypto was on. That's a little dog, and the Green Lantern or Superman. When any of them were on the screen, then but anything else, he got kind of bored from. So
yeah,
but. It is a really good movie. I really enjoyed it.
That was the best Superman movie I've ever seen, but I haven't seen too many of the new ones. They were like darker.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. There was one part of it that I got bored with, where it was the dialogue between, I guess it's Clark Kent and Lois Lane, but she knew that he was Superman.
Yeah, where she's in their apartment. Interviewing him. Yeah.
Yeah, it went on forever. I was like, this is... I got a little bit antsy at that point.
It was a little long, and even James Gunn said it was like, I think he said that whole scene is 10% of the movie.
Yeah, I could see that.
And it was pretty long, but for me, I know I took Peter's like, I gotta go to the bathroom at that point. So I cut out a part of that.
Oh, wow, that's convenient.
So. Yeah. So that's a good bathroom break section. But
it sure is.
I thought Crypto was a lot of fun. The dog, they did really good with him. And all the other characters in it I thought were really good. I was surprised that they had so many. I thought it was just going to be Superman. But he had, Green Lantern, Hawkgirl, and Mr. Terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Terrific.
Yeah.
He was really cool.
Yeah, it was fun. I liked what they did with it. It was more on the comedic side, not as dark as...
Because all the past few they've done have been so dark. They've washed out all the colors. They've made it so... This, it was bright and cheery.
Yeah.
So, have you seen Fantastic Four?
No, I would like to, though.
That's kind of the same way. Very bright, cheery. It's in an alternate universe or alternate Earth, and it's a 60s kind of like a futuristic 60s.
Oh, okay.
I won't spoil it for you, but it's really good. Like, I mean, do you remember going to see the first one?
Yeah.
We were at the drive-in. Do you remember
that? Yeah, I do. Michael Chiklis and what was that?
Jessica Alba was...
Jessica Alba, yeah.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, that's right. That's what I was looking for.
The Human Torch.
Yeah. Weird.
And then he became Captain America.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of those movies since then, probably. I don't think I've seen them a second time. There's been a couple.
There was two of those era movies, and then there was another Fantastic Four movie that tanked. It was more like dark, and I didn't watch it, so I don't know anything. Everyone says it's not good, so.
Yeah.
But this one was good. I think you'll like that one.
Is the Marvels, would you recommend watching that series?
The Marvels?
Or did you say, was it Miss Marvel? Yeah, Miss Marvel.
It's fun. It's more kiddie. It's more like teenage type.
Oh, okay.
But I thought it was fun. I think that movie or that show and She-Hulk kind of get a bad rep because I don't know if it's just because it's female superheroes or what, but I thought they were more fun. They weren't like a lot of real serious, but I thought it was pretty good.
Okay. Cool.
But yeah, see Fantastic Four. That's good.
All right. Yeah, we'll have to go see that one. Or wait for it to come on Disney Plus, which is probably not too far away.
Probably not. I guess last thing I'm seeing on the list, apparently we're going to an hour. I didn't mean to go to an hour, but I guess we're
talking. I don't have anywhere to be.
But you said you started running?
I did.
Yeah?
I was inspired.
Stopped running.
Yeah. I was inspired, I guess, by my... Well, I'll take a step back. My boy, my youngest son, I was going to say boys, but my oldest son, I think these beers are starting to get to me.
Yeah.
Good. My oldest son, Caleb, he always did cross country and track. And that was always my favorite sport to watch as a parent, because you could just like be out on the course and kind of walk around and see them from different points. And that the energy was just always really fun. And I always wanted to get into running. And I remember you and I tried a couple of different times. You even ran some 5Ks.
Yeah, I've done quite a few of them. And there was a time where I'd run 2 miles every morning, which is surprising. Like now I'm like, I don't know. I think a lot of it had to do with my location where at my old house.
Yeah.
I go up to the brewery. I wasn't drinking there because it was early
go
in the morning.
To the brewery, grab a beer.
Basically, I knew I had sidewalks the whole way too. I don't have that kind of privilege anymore of having sidewalks all the way that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I go up to that in the old Kmart and turn around and be like, that's 2.5 miles.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. And now I'm kind of stuck in a subdivision where.
You'd have to do laps.
Yeah, I'd have to do laps. That's what I do with the dogs, but yeah, not the same.
I guess I've always had it somewhat on my bucket list of wanting to do a 5K and also just to run a little bit. And so there's this in our town at Jefferson College, they're doing a fundraiser for basketball, and my nephew AJ signed up for it, and Lori put it on the calendar that we were going to go watch that race, and he's going into junior high, so he's not at the age yet where he's running 5Ks because that's high school distance.
High.
Yeah. And so so we're going to go watch that, and I was like, you know what? I'd really like to give that a shot. So I signed up for it, and then I started looking into how do you get into shape to mm-hmm. run a 5K. And there's this whole like couch to 5K training series. So I started looking into that. And at the time, I wasn't doing the math very well. I thought I had 8 weeks, but it turned out I only had 4. So because it was in July and it was the races at the end of August, I kind of have made my own schedule and I've been keeping to it every other day since, I guess, the end of July. And I don't know. I know you're on Runkeeper, and I log my stuff there. I don't know if you ever see them, but I'm progressively getting better.
Oh, that's cool. I haven't been on Runkeeper in a long time, so I don't know.
So there must be something that's automatically tracking your stuff if you go like a certain distance, because when I go on
show
there,
my steps.
Yeah, it's like Greg walked 0.25 miles. I guess you're going up to the bus stop or maybe you're just walking the dog or something like
that.
Yeah,
we try and walk the dog every night, but yeah, usually I try to do about a mile with them, but
I always heart your activities, but it must be something that's automatically.
It must be hooked to, because, yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny. I didn't even know.
So I'm doing a lot of interval training where I run for a certain number of minutes and then I walk for 1 minute and then I run again for.
High intensity, what is it, HIIT or whatever?
Yeah, that's one way, one thing.
That's hard when you do that. It works, though, to really wear you out.
Yeah, it's tough. Well, the other day I tried to run consistently I was going to try to get in, I think, like 15 minutes straight, and I just could not do it. That day was rough. And so I can get up to about 7 or 8 minutes, then a minute of walking, and then do that multiple times. I'm trying to build up because a 5K, do you remember what your times were back then?
Oh, my 5K.
Or could you finish in a half hour? Do you remember that? Or under a half hour?
Yeah, it was at under a half hour.
Okay.
I know. So I remember a cupcake one.
Oh, God. I couldn't imagine.
You lost like 5 minutes every cupcake you ate. And there was
loss? Like decreased, or it took that time off?
Yeah, they took that time off. Mm-hmm. They'd write like a 5 on your arm.
Yeah.
And I did, because there were 6 stations. You could do a mini cupcake, which I think you'd lose a minute or 2 minutes, mm-hmm. or a regular size cupcake, which you'd lose 5. And I go, well, I'm going to do the big one every station.
5 big cupcakes.
Oh, 6.
6 big cupcakes.
So I was actually negative time. Yeah. I got first place in that.
And then you puked at the finish line.
Actually, it wasn't too bad. Hmm. Now, one like that, if you are eating stuff, I'd recommend bringing a water with you. But
no, this one's not like that.
You may want to... I've always, when I was in a 5K, always had a water bottle or something with me too, because I don't know, you just along the way,
yeah,
some people are different, they don't want to be carrying something that feels, and I can get that too, but.
I carry my phone because I have my earbud in,
yeah,
and I can keep it light enough to where I'm not like clenching on it super hard, but I'm hard enough where I'm not throwing it.
Do you have one of those that hooks on?
I do have one of those that I can put on my arm, but I haven't tried it out yet. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think I'll do it in the race just because I don't want to take the chance of dropping it.
Yeah.
That would really screw me up, but...
Oh, no!
I know, and then somebody's stepping on it or something.
So, yeah, a watch... Well, your watch tracks,
it
though.
Does, yeah. But I like having Runkeeper tell me... And I don't know, like right now I'm doing it for training, but I don't... If I'm in the race, do I want to know... Because there's times where every once in a while, I'm like, oh, God, I got to be close, right, to my next target or whatever. And then I look at it, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I'm only halfway there.
Well, then she audibly, I thought she'll say, like, you're 10 minutes in, you're running this.
Yeah, speed. You can adjust it to any setting or whatever.
I always have music in, even all my 5Ks.
Did you on the races? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that now. So the other day I was listening to a podcast, and I don't remember what it was about, but... I don't know if it was that or if it was what the circumstances were, but it was my worst. I had no energy. I did my first round because I was doing the intervals. And then whenever I got to the 1 minute of rest, I just had to pause it for even longer and take an even longer break. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I started running again, I just could not go. I was like, my brain, I literally had heard a voice in my head that kept saying, stop, why are you doing this? You don't have to do this. This is stupid. You don't have it today. And I finally just gave up. But today I was great. I ran 4 7-minute intervals. So 7 minutes on, 1 minute off, 7 minutes on. And that got me to, so I was within about 30 minutes and that got me to like 3.1 miles.
Have you felt in your feet, like, or your shins, any, because I used to get, you could feel the pain, that they call them shin splints.
Yeah,
had that?
I've never had shin splints, and I think it's because, so I run, I don't have the best running form, I use my calves a lot, and I'm trying to get away from that because I get a lot of calf strain where it will not go away and it'll last for days. So I'm trying to, they say you're supposed to like come down and just like kiss the ground with your heel. And a lot of people run like heel down first. And I think
I've got a hard running. It. Yeah.
And that's where you get the shin splints.
That's part of. And like for me, if I were to get back into it, I need to start slow to get build up because.
Yeah.
Same thing. I
started very slow. I was 1 minute run, 1 minute walk.
Yeah.
And then I did 2-minute run, 2-minute walk.
In my head, though, I'm like, oh,
I know.
Easily I'll do a mile, no problem. And I probably can, but then the next day I'm like, oh, my gosh, why did I do that? You know.
And I'm doing every other day, too. I did try to do, and I think this is what screwed me up earlier this week, because I did try to do on Sunday, which was every other day, because I did like Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then I went Sunday, which was still every other day. But I did a mile and a half. I'm like, I'm just going to run for a mile and a half total.
Yeah.
And I felt great afterwards. I was like, I could have kept going, but I wanted to keep it to, I'm trying to build up. And then Monday I ran again and I was okay. But I could tell on Tuesday, I could feel the effects of like having back-to-back run days. So I don't want to, and that's why I think my Wednesday run was terrible.
Yeah.
But yeah, my son Caleb, he doesn't run anymore. And every once in a while, he'll get the itch to run, and he'll go out like he thinks he's still in high school.
That's like, don't do what I do. Yeah. You have good running shoes in, too.
I bought these Brooks, which I'm not running in yet, but I have a pair of Adidas that I bought as well. And, man, having some, like, good shoes makes a massive difference.
Yeah. Especially, and you'll feel how light they are, too. Yeah. You're like, oh, my gosh, this is nothing.
I know.
But, yeah, it does make a difference.
Yep.
Because, yeah, I was trying to run in some Skechers at one time, and they were, they weren't like, you know, I wore Vans a lot, which were basically have no arch support, and which I would not recommend to run in at all. I mean, these Vans have a little bit, but yeah, you definitely need running shoes.
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm nervous, and you know, I'll report back, but I'm hoping to get under 30 minutes and run at a consistent pace, you know, so the whole time.
30 minutes, under 30. Is that 9 minute mile?
Approximately.
Yeah.
Probably nine and some change.
I think you got no problem. If I remember, I thought I was doing around then, but also it took me to get up to that. And then, you know, like I was running every day, you know.
Yeah. So you were doing it every day?
I was, wow. Yeah. For a long time, that'd be like my morning. I would get up, go out, run a couple miles. Usually it'd be a little over 2 miles, because whatever I ran to and then whatever back. And then when I get back home, I'd get in a shower and, you know, get ready for work.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know.
You can get back into it.
It's one of those things I know I could do, but also a lot of our mornings are dealing with kids and stuff that have kind of killed that morning time exercise routine.
You have to get up at 4 or 5.
Oh yeah. And even if you do, you gotta, like here, I got you know, a treadmill and weights and stuff down here. You sneak down, not to wake anyone, but then it doesn't matter. Everyone will wake up.
Dad!
Yeah, what are you doing?
So, well, this has been fun.
This has been a good time. Yeah. I guess our video didn't really... We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure that. Hopefully I got at least the beer 30. I think I at least got the beer 30.
Yeah, that would be good, hopefully. And I got a little bit of us pouring it and everything, too. So we'll do better next time.
All right. Well, until...
Look at the camera like, it's not even up there anymore.
This has been Stuck in Beta. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Boom, boom. Oh, no.